Hello, dear friends and viewers. Welcome to our international discussion. Today, we're going to talk about what actually happened with the most devastating earthquake, one of the most devastating earthquakes of the recent decades. It happened in Turkey on February 6th, and we know that tens of thousands of people were affected by it, and the world was shocked. And also, what was actually causing this kind of earthquake that has never been seen before in this region, and the devastating effects that it caused have never been predicted yet. Yet, we also know that the reasons that caused it were voiced at the International Global Forum in Global Crisis, Our Survival is in Unity, only 2.5 months before the earthquake. But that information has been also banned, deleted from the internet, partially in some languages. And we see that something is being done for people not to be aware of the processes that are happening inside of our planet and that are causing it, and the perspectives that it's only going to get worse if nothing is done from the people. Today we're here to discuss it, and we have our dear scientists, geologists here with us, and we have eyewitnesses. So let me pass the floor to my co-host, Olga, who is in Turkey, and she experienced on her own skin what was it like.
Thank you so much, Dali. Hello, everyone. Yes, I live in Turkey, and you know, we are kind of used to earthquakes. Turkey is a seismic active zone. We always knew it. For example, just 5th of February, the day before this earthquake, I was sitting on my couch and I jumped from some like floor push or something. And yeah, it wasn't nice, but we didn't panic because yeah, that happens. But earthquake 6th of February became a breaking point in the history of our country, and I think our neighborhood countries as well, especially Syria. It was very strong, and there are so many horrible facts about it. It happened early in the morning, around 4 a.m., so just think of it, people were still in their beds. Magnitude was huge, just official statement, what we see in media was around 7.8. It affected very wide region, and after all, it wasn't a single earthquake. At lunchtime, when citizens were trying to pull out their relatives, their families, and just neighbors out of ruins, it happened again. Second very big push, magnitude was 7.6. And the cumulative death toll so far exceeds 16,000 people, just by official statistics. And more than 64,000 people are injured, and who knows how many are still under ruins. I feel so pity about my neighbors. The most damaged cities in Turkey practically destroyed: Kahramanmaraş, Hatay, Adıyaman, Gaziantep, Osmaniye, and many others. And we clearly see that it's not the end. It's so many people are still over there, so many people grieving for help, and it continues. I can't say that it just happened. It is happening, and the consequences of this earthquake, I'm not sure we will bear them in nearest few years. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and we would like to pass the floor to Israel, and we know that these earthquakes were also felt in there, and we would like to hear from Anna from Israel. Anna, please, could you share with us what was it like?
You know, unfortunately, there is no safe place in the world today, no piece of land that is safe from the turmoil that's happening on Earth right now. And even when we watch the news, or now we see this tragedy in Turkey, there is a feeling that it's not happening to you. And you know, up to the last moment, well, maybe that's the way human beings are, we don't believe that it's going to affect us. But no, I'm gonna share my personal experience. It was an ordinary day, it was an ordinary night when all our family went to bed. And at night, I woke up and saw that the chandeliers in the house were shaking. The first thought came that it was an earthquake and a shock that it was really happening to me, that it came into my life. And the scary thing is that now it can happen in everyone's life. Understanding that an earthquake is a danger, we took the family since we live in Israel. We have a bomb shelter in our apartment. And we hid in it. And naturally, we started looking on the internet to see what was going on. I saw there was an earthquake, but it was a relatively minor one in Israel, around magnitude 5. Unfortunately, it's already become a relatively minor earthquake in our time. And when the information came out that there was a major earthquake in Turkey, you know, something inside just clicked so deeply that, you know, if being here in Israel, now we experience such a fear and hide in a shelter, then what's happening now to those people who are in the epicenter? And, you know, there was such an understanding that what happened is not a tragedy of this particular region. It's a tragedy that happened all over the planet. It's such a wave, because earthquakes have hit a lot of regions, and it just shows us that everything that was talked about just 2 months ago at the forum Global Crisis, Our Survival is in Unity, has already moved into the phase that we warned about only 2 months ago. And this is already happening. The lamps in my house are shaking. We can already see thousands of people dying. Our planet is really going through a global upheaval right now.
Anna, thank you so much. And for our viewers, I would like to also emphasize that Anna is a speaker of the International Forum, Global Crisis, Our Survival is in Unity. And Anna was aware and was prepared for this situation because we discussed it. We know what is happening. But when it's happening to you personally, it's a completely different situation. One thing, when you hear about something on the news or even prepare yourself for the earthquake, and it's a very different story when it's happening personally to you. And this is when our mindset is working completely different. We don't want to accept the fact that it's actually happening to us. And that is why it's also very important to understand that there is no one on the planet who is safe, that it's only together that we can build a society which guarantees that we all gonna be safe if we build a creative society. And dear friends and viewers, today with us we have also a speaker of International Online Forum Global Crisis, Our Survival is in Unity. Елизавета Хромова, geologist, geophysicist, head of the Department of International and Analytical Support of Climate Change of the Creative Society Project. Елизавета, please, the floor is yours, and we would love to hear from you the facts about this earthquake. And we know it's been unusual, but how exactly this would be extremely important for us to know what was it about this earthquake that was different?
Yes, thank you. Dear viewers, colleagues, this really is a terrible tragedy. Our condolences to all the victims of this terrible disaster. And of course, the saddest thing is that, as Anna said at the forum on November 12th, we already warned about it and talked about it. And at the forum, we also talked about the mathematical model the result of the work of thousands of volunteers and hundreds of scientists and specialists. It shows that, unfortunately, being in the 12,000-year cycle of cataclysms, such earthquakes will increase at an alarming rate, and in fact, we have only 5 to 6 relatively quiet years. And after that, the number and the magnitude of earthquakes will increase exponentially, so there won't be a single quiet place left on Earth. And of course, it's scary to imagine. Now, the magnitude of these two earthquakes that happened on February 6 in Turkey was estimated as 7.4 to 7.8, and different stations showed different measurements. This is the Anatolian Fault, 150 kilometers of the Anatolian Fault shifted by 3 meters. According to seismologists' estimates, such shifts usually give a large magnitude, and looking at the destructions that it caused, this earthquake may well have been of a larger magnitude. Further, we'll look at the facts about that. At the forum, there was also mentioned the fact of downplaying and underreporting the magnitudes. Unfortunately, in the consumerist format of society, it's being covered up. Regarding the earthquake itself, there was a number of observations that accompanied this anomaly. First, according to eyewitnesses, this earthquake resembled a hum, like a slow earthquake. It is typical when there is a rise, the increase of magma, that is a pulsating breakthrough of magma. It is interesting that on February 6th just was published an article that under Turkey, the asthenosphere is probably more liquid and more molten, and it is possible that this also has something related, and this is the reason for this earthquake. Another observation is that the day before, on February 5th, a deep focus magnitude 5.4 earthquake occurred in the area of the Mariana Trench at the depths of 530 kilometers. And as we know, deep focus earthquakes are cavitation explosions, the acoustic shockwave from which is reflected from a very dense inner core and already comes to where it comes. In fact, it is possible that this deep focus earthquake could be the trigger for what we saw as the tragedy in Turkey. It is also interesting that the day before, there were magnetic anomalies in the sun, and there were two anomalies which just preceded both shocks. It is likely that all this is interrelated, and we will talk about this in the next forum, how deep focus earthquakes appear and spread, and how they now affect magmatic activity and seismic activity throughout the Earth's crust. What's also important to understand is that these earthquakes in Turkey also caused a series of earthquakes of a lesser magnitude around the planet, and it's literally a fissure that spread around the whole planet, meaning the pressure from the lithospheric plate started to spread to the rest of the Earth. And again, we believe that the source, the original trigger, was a deep focus earthquake, and the brittle and thin Earth crust reacted to it as a result. All additional information can be found at the next forum, Global Crisis, There is a Way Out, scheduled for April 22nd. But right now, I would like to say that seismic activity will only increase, and no one will take care of us besides ourselves. Today, you will still hear about how difficult it is to evacuate and save lives of people, and that it's still impossible to predict earthquakes in advance to save those lives. And in reality, everything depends on each of us. And just today, we were recording an interview with an earthquake forecaster. He honestly said that it was impossible to predict exactly when an earthquake would happen. Signs of tension in the zone do exist, He also mentioned that all seismologists in every country has its own service for predicting earthquakes. None of these groups work together or cooperate with other countries in order to make real predictions. And this is an indicator of how in today's consumer society it will be impossible to survive during the growing number of catastrophes. That is why we need to change the format of our society and unite, consolidate the entire scientific and technical potential in order to prevent the global catastrophe that is coming and save people's lives right here and now, predicting cataclysms in advance. And it depends on each of us, you see? Each one of us can make sure that further catastrophes will no longer take lives and that every human life will be preserved. In order to do that, we need to change the format of society. In order to change it, we simply need to support the idea of creative society, and in order for all people to support it, we need them to know about it. And that is why, if you share this roundtable, if you tell on TikTok what you've heard at this roundtable, it will really save the lives of all the people in the future who will find themselves in the same situations. That is, if 2 months ago, each of you who perhaps watched the forum or only heard about it somewhere, if you had shared this information then, we would have already begun to build a creative society, and perhaps we could have done everything possible so that this earthquake was already known in advance, and people already would have been evacuated, and over 16,000 human lives would now have been saved. If 2 months ago, each of us who knew about the forum, who knew this information, would respond. It's up to us right now. Each one of us is a hero. So please, friends, join in and talk about it. And now, I would like to put on a video that just gives a brief overview of what difficulties we have now in determining the magnitude of earthquakes.
Apocalypse, killer catastrophe, the day the Earth opened up, on all the world's media covers after large-scale earthquakes on February 6, 2023.
Over the past 2 days, more than 540 earthquakes have been recorded in the Euro-Mediterranean region, shocking numbers. Italian professor Carlo Donaioli, president of the National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology, noted that the Arabian plate moved about 3 meters in a northeasterly direction and in a southwesterly direction relative to the Anatolian plate. Usually the geological movement over the area is 2 to 3 millimeters per year. Sometimes, after strong earthquakes, the plates can move by 3 to 30 centimeters. Now everything happened within a few tens of seconds, causing this mega earthquake. Another interesting fact. Gaziantep Fortress in Turkey has been destroyed into dust. It has stood safely for 2,000 years and withstood all the numerous earthquakes in the area, and now it is destroyed. In 1939, there was a magnitude 7.8 earthquake in Turkey in the same region, but this fortress survived. Was it some other 7.8 that last time the fortress stood, and this time it collapsed from the same magnitude? Maybe the earthquake actually had a completely different magnitude? Just like us, Peter Schiebelin, director of the Institute of Earthquake Prediction Theory and Mathematical Geophysics of the Russian Academy of Sciences, doubted the magnitude estimates. He told the media that a displacement of 3 meters is typical for earthquakes with a magnitude of 9. While the earthquake was assigned a magnitude of 7.8. The truth is being hidden from us and the data is being manipulated. We talked in detail about frauds with earthquake data at the International Online Forum Global Crisis. Our survival is in unity. See the link in the description. Whole cities were demolished overnight. Literally in a matter of seconds, people lost their roof over their heads and all their possessions, and many lost their lives. This is a great tragedy, the loss of thousands of human lives that can no longer be returned. And what will happen tomorrow? Our real universal enemy, the climate Cerberus, is simultaneously attacking from all sides, and we are not even trying to resist it. Cataclysms are intensifying every day, continuing to take people's lives. And we are watching indifferently, allowing the enemy to conquer our territories and take human lives. Do you still think it's none of your business? You are sure that you will be warned, evacuated to a safe place, provided with the necessary and compensated for the damage. Take off your rose-colored glasses, look at the earthquakes that have occurred in Turkey. Wake up! The danger is very close. Today, rescue services are not ready for modern climate challenges. They are faced with new powerful and large-scale phenomena, and the main tools they use practically do not change: ladders, saws, axes, fire hoses, and the like. In order to effectively cope with the consequences of natural disasters, in the context of global climate change, new technologies are needed. There are already breakthrough scientific and technical solutions, but they are not applied, because we exist in the consumerist format of society. But very soon, at one moment, thousands, millions, and possibly billions of people will need help. Are you ready for this? Isn't this a reason to build a more humane and prepared society for any challenges?
Friends, it is really high time we start acting right now. You know, all this time we've been actively trying to reach out to humanity, but we are faced with a huge inertia among people. And honestly, I never would have thought it would be so hard to save humankind. Why are people inert today? It's just because they don't know how much time is left, and that is why they don't rush anywhere. That is why it is so crucial to inform them about the progression of all catastrophic climatic processes and about the real way out of the climatic collapse, by changing the format of society from the consumerist model to a creative one. Everyone on the planet needs to know about it. This is the only way. Otherwise, we simply will not have time to do anything. And that is why we're now appealing to all people who want to live, who want their grandchildren and great-grandchildren to live. We cannot stop the progression of climate cataclysms on our own. And we cannot reach out to everyone on our own either. There is no point in placing our hopes on politicians expecting that they will come to an agreement and do something about this. We people need to start talking about this, and you and I need to get this message out to all the mass media, to every person out of the 8 billion people living on Earth. This is the only opportunity we see right now. We have a chance to leave this planet as dead as Mars, but we still have chance to save our planet. And right now, as we speak, right now, on our planet, magma is making its way to the surface through new faults that are being formed because of earthquakes. It is a fairly rapid process. This is a fact that we have been living for more than 10 years. And as of today, you also will have to live with it. Because now you too understand that this is really an apocalyptic doomsday bomb with a clock. And now you understand too that the only solution for us as a civilization is the creative society. And everyone has to learn about this. Each second of our inaction here diminishes our chances of survival. Today, it is up to each person to make a choice.
And while we still have the opportunity to reverse the situation in favor of all mankind, we need to act. The only chance to survive is to unite and realize a creative society, the basis of which is the value of every person's life. A creative society is a safe society, with care for everyone. The most important thing here and now is your participation.
Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья.
Greetings, dear friends. Of course, it is heartbreaking to observe the current situation that is going on in the world, in which thousands, tens of thousands of people are dying. Those people are someone's children, someone's parents, someone's relatives. Those are the people that were alive yesterday. Today, they do not exist anymore. It is a pity that such a situation is beginning to wake us up. On the one hand, this is good. But on the other hand, it is a shame that we get awake through such sacrifices, that we cannot come to our senses a little earlier to avoid such a situation. We are living in difficult times, and everyone understands this. You have probably repeatedly heard calls from us, as participants of the Creative Society Project, to tell everyone about the Creative Society, to join us, to join those volunteers and people of goodwill who are acting now, to start actively acting, to spread this information, to start talking about it, and to study it. More than one forum has already been held. More than one conference has been organized. Hundreds of roundtables have been held. Thousands, millions of indifferent people are taking action now. But there is still a stopper in many people's minds. And one such stopper is the question, what is my role in this process? Why am I? A simple, ordinary person who lives far from the center, not in the capital, but somewhere. I don't know, somewhere in the village, somewhere in the city. No matter how I am, where the whole world is, how can I make an impact? What is my role in the process of solving problems, cataclysms? What can I do to save all humanity and build a creative society? What is my COP? That, in other words, a person needs to understand this. I am about to take action. What will it lead to? Why? By doing it now, I will do the most useful action for my life and for all the inhabitants of our planet. I would like now to turn to Lisa now, to Elisaveta, and address this question. Why do I, an ordinary person, have to get involved in the process now? And this is the only important action that will help to save humanity, my life, my children, my loved ones, my relatives. Why?
Yes, just as an example of this earthquake, even if we look at just the example of it, there are now disconnected countries, disconnected emergency services, disconnected forecasting services. And in each country individually, someone knows some information, a piece of information, and forecasters say some have one information, others have other information. If our society was already united into one, into a consolidated society, then accordingly, already all these problems, all these scientists, they would sit at one table together, unite all the factors that exist, and do it openly. But what is your role, my friend? What is it? Why is it that everyone now is the key person who can bring all of humanity together? Because just by sharing information, this information about the forum, about the truth about climate, about the creative society, about the way out, if all people know that prediction is possible, but only if you unite scientists, that it is possible to solve climate problems, but only if you unite scientists of the world and unite the smartest scientists of the world. I will tell you more about the information that the forecaster who was interviewed in our studio today shared with us. He said that every country, for example, is developing tectonic plate stress relief systems to reduce the force of the earthquakes. And about 7 countries, independently of each other, are using devices that somehow are supposed to release some stress, but each does it locally in its territory, and it is not known how it is released in other territories. How does this affect the tectonic structure and the Earth's crust in general? How are these stresses redistributed? And what's more, in the consumerist format of society, this way you can even create earthquakes somewhere when one country wants to mess with another. But that was his personal opinion. We know that cataclysms are now increasing due to natural causes, and along with this, countries are beginning to create these situations separately from each other. While all of us, the whole humanity of normal, ordinary people who want to live in a peaceful world, we don't even know about it. We just die. We just die under the rubble of these earthquakes. And so now, everything depends on this truth, the truth of what is going on. If the whole society knows this truth, then no one will be able to hide, no one will be able to turn a blind eye to the increase of cataclysms, to the increase of seismic activity, to the fact that it is being underestimated. So now every person who simply likes and shares this forum link, this roundtable, or records a TikTok, is a hero who informs others so that the whole society knows the truth about what is happening to the planet right now, what is ahead for us, and how it is all going. And when everyone on the planet knows about it, the politicians, the armies, the scientists who are developing weapons of all kinds in classified laboratories, including the tectonic weapons, then they will no longer be able to ignore this truth and pretend that no one knows. Right now, they're keeping it all secret and covered up. Olga will corroborate what I'm saying. She will share how they're closing the social networks so that people do not even know what is going on during this time while they're trying to find people under the rubble. It's a nightmare. It's unacceptable. I mean, they're simply shutting people up so that they don't even know where their loved ones and relatives are, so that they can't contact them, that they can't get up-to-date information in order just to pretend that everything is peaceful in the country and that they're dealing with the evacuation there. No, there is not one country right now that is going to be able to handle the cataclysms that are going to be building up with their global scale and their power. And it is the responsibility of every person who is already aware of this information to bring it to anyone and everyone, to every person on the planet. That is why this is precisely what your role is, my friend. If you share this information, you are saving humanity. No need to be a superhero and watch the fake Hollywood actors do it when you yourself can now really affect the lives of millions of people. Thank you.
Here, we get the same situation. It's interesting that now every person asking this question, they immediately have constraints that, what is the effect of unification? That's the first thing. Why should we? Well, that is abstractness arises for people. I understand. I mean, I was talking recently. We actually talk to a lot of people every day. And there is this abstraction, misunderstanding. That is, concrete actions are needed. Tell me what to do, where to go, where to run, and I will do it. Here is a man. On the one hand, it is cool, because a man has discovered. There are a lot of such people. In fact, there are billions of such people on the planet. But the problem here is that, once he has taken a step, it will be hard for him to take a second step, because you have to have a foundation for your actions. Just to take this information and carry it is very cool. It is very important to do. But in parallel with this, you need to... Why are we talking about watching the form? Watching the scientists' report, which was prepared. I mean, can you imagine? The scientists have been working painstakingly for 26 years, studying, staying up days and nights, parsing everything comprehensively, working through this model. Then, part of the report came out. They spent 8 years looking for confirmation of the data they had obtained before. And after this time, after 26 years, together, with thousands of volunteers, they have prepared the material, the database, and put it out to the world. It has been translated into 150 languages. It not only gives a clear indication of what is going to happen, why it is happening, but there is also a way out, the most important thing. And so, imagine the effect. Billions of people on this planet are realizing the fact that they don't have long to live, any of us. Billions of people on this planet are beginning to realize that. Why do we fight at all? Why are we fighting at all? It's stupidity in general. Can you imagine? Do you understand that tomorrow everything will cease to exist? What will you spend your time on? On arguments, fights, and quarrels with each other, on insulting someone. I don't know. Talk to people who are very sick. It's certainly not the best example, but they have a completely different attitude toward life. It changes very quickly. And this is exactly the same situation, guys. And in order to understand this, when you understand this, it becomes a very strong motivation. Yes, unfortunately, the survival instinct motivates. It's not the best motivation, but at least you'll have a clear foundation. You won't be able to sleep at night, just as we can't. You will constantly strive to reach out to people. No matter who tells you what, you will still be doing it because you will realize, you will see the facts. You will realize that. That's it. Just a bit more time passes and there will be nothing of this around. No sun, nothing at all. What wars? What are you talking about? Guys, when billions of people find out about this, then very quickly, even if they whisper it, when they say, let's stop, let's stop, let's just make another world, we're lost, we're wrong, all of us are wrong, but we can change things. The speed of the change is very fast. Remember the world you lived in 3 years ago and the world you live in now. They are two completely different worlds. 3 years have passed. Unfortunately, they have changed in a negative way. But who's stopping us from coming together and making them positive? This role. My role. I'm probably answering the question mainly for myself now, and I'm sharing how I understand this and why this gives me inspiration every day, because I understand that if I don't do something now, there will be a chain of events and that's it. It's over. It's my responsibility. I know that. And every person who comes across this, what money? Somebody asks, how much do you get paid? Or, who is behind you? Who can be behind us? What money are we talking about in my own life is at stake? The lives of my children, my family, my loved ones, every one of your lives. You are human beings, and I respect all people on this planet. And now imagine, if we do this, if we unite all our potential, all the creative power and imagination of every person, those geniuses who are now, unfortunately, locked in this system. We're going to talk more about this system today. We will go over it today because it's very important to understand it, and it's very important to see the whole picture. And so the first step, to understand, to see, to read, to get to know it, and tell everyone about it. This will lead to the fact that just a few years later, if we all get engaged very quickly, we will first live in a completely different world. And secondly, we'll avoid all the deaths that can happen if we do nothing. And when you juxtapose these two points, you have a clear picture of your role and your KPI. And that right now, if you want to do a useful thing for people, that's the most useful thing you can do right now. You shouldn't think it's not in action. Somebody says, blah, blah, blah. Where will it lead to? We're going to talk about it today too. And we're going to reveal why blah, blah, blah is the most important action.
Yes, friends. And I absolutely agree with what Dennis said, that we need to know the picture of what is happening in the world in generally. But this picture is not being presented to all of us. And even the opposite is being done. When we see in any news, like, have you ever noticed, you watching any news about any kind of cataclysm, they always say that something similar happened 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, and that kind of diverts our consciousness from the fact that right now, tremendous amount of devastating cataclysms happening all over the world, almost simultaneously and synchronized, we can see that. Instead of that, it downplays the importance of it by saying that, you know, something similar happened 50 years ago, so nothing to worry about. It's all cool. It's all chill, you know. Nothing's been happening because something similar already has been happening, so there's no big deal. And they're not showing you the exact picture of what is happening in the world at the very same day, because if you look at what was happening in Kazakhstan, this series of earthquakes at the exactly the very same time when it was happening in Turkey, if you see what was happening in Israel, if you take a look at the Buffalo, New York, the strongest earthquake in 40 years happened almost simultaneously with the earthquake in Turkey. Nobody's saying about the whole picture anything. They only, in one article I've noticed in US magazine, they said that probably they are not connected, the Buffalo and Turkey, and nobody was even mentioning. I'm sure that seismologist who was saying that nothing to worry about have even no idea about deep focus earthquake that happened in Mariana Trench before that. These people not even take it into account. And because there is no multidisciplinary approach to studying of these things, deep focus earthquakes at the depth more than 500 kilometers were considered to be impossible a decade ago. And now this is the new normal and nobody explains why. There is no crust to break at this depth. It's only liquid magma in there. So what's causing the earthquake? And it was only at the global crisis our survival is in unity. International Online Forum, where geologists voiced it. They said this is the explosions, the kind of like cavitation explosions in our magma. But unlike regular cavitation, those are nuclear reactions which cause a tremendous amount of damage, and these tremors go around the planet. And this is probably what is to study. This is a theory, but if our focus was not divert into the things that something similar happened some time ago. Well, you know that very Gaziantep castle It survived all the previous earthquakes, even the big ones. It did not survive this one. So the question arises, was the magnitude really 7.8? If the similar ones were passed normally. And then all the articles you're going to see, they say, oh, similar kind of earthquake would usually cause the shift of tectonic plates from 3 to 30 centimeters. Well, this was one caused 3 meters. 3 meters. It was supposed to cause, with this magnitude, 3 centimeters. It shifted 3 meters. And we're just going to pretend that it's normal. There is no explanation, nothing. And people don't ask questions because their mind is being diluted with facts that something similar happened some time ago. Excuse me, guys. This is happening synchronously around the whole planet. And the only people who know these facts, thanks to Global Crisis Forum, can see the whole picture of what is happening. And then the question arises. Question I would like to address to Yelizaveta, since we have you here with us, and people really want to know what to be prepared for. What is going to happen in the nearest future? What should we get ourselves ready to?
Yes, we know for sure that we have to prepare for the growth of strong earthquakes, for the eruption of volcanoes, which will intensify and grow, for an increasing number of hurricanes, an increase in the speed of winds and floods. And as it was shown at the forum on November 12th, Global Crisis, Our Survival is in Unity, if no measures are taken by humanity to stop the catastrophe, then the fate of Mars awaits the Earth in less than 14 years. Therefore, the only thing that should be seriously prepared for now and that should be paid attention to is the creative society, in order to unite efforts as soon as possible to change the format of society, to unite scientists and the most intelligent scientists on the planet, those who are engaged in various classified developments. First of all, in order to understand the reason for the impact that the cycle causes, which affects the core, to understand how it can be redirected, how to stop this flow so that it stops flowing to the core, so that all these processes gradually calm down, they will have inertia. In any case, cataclysms will occur. In any case, we need a powerful scientific and technical potential in order to predict cataclysms. We need a unified system of the Ministry of Emergency Situations in order to rescue, United Rescue Service in order to evacuate all people. We need a unified humanity in order to create conditions where each person will be provided with everything, even in the conditions of cataclysms and no matter what conditions, any crises, so that each person is safe, fed, shot, clothed, and all conditions were created. Actually, this was the subject to the last forum and will be to the next one, and we will talk about the creative society until the very last moment. And it would be better to join us now because then it will simply be too late.
Thank you, Lisa. You know what other absurdity is actually observed in the world now? It seems to be funny. However, it's probably worth talking about it today too. All over the world of politics, scientists are vociferously saying that we are facing a climate crisis and we have no solution. We don't know. Everyone is at an impasse. Everyone is at a loss. People don't know what to do. Are you serious? Without laughter. There is no other way to say that. I apologize for the expression. Okay, I won't use bad words here. What do you mean? We don't have a solution. Maybe let's start from the very basics. Maybe we'll start with the fact that we will at least stop lying to each other. Hypocrisy. As Tali said previously, maybe we will begin to reveal the truth, to speak honestly what is happening, to look sincerely into each other's eyes, still look at ourselves from the outside and think that we are still probably people, right? And we want to live, and we must live in this world. Is it really so difficult for everyone to understand simple truths? See, the matter is that we're not sitting here as teachers either. We are the same, simple, ordinary people. Everyone does their own thing. I'm currently on a ship. Elizaveta is a scientist. Olya is in Turkey.
Everyone lives their own life, but for some reason, we do understand, and thousands, millions of people do understand with us, that it is very easy to solve everything. It is easy, very, very simple to unite, to lend a hand to each other. Shake it, at least for a start. And so, today, we will sort out what sacrifices come from the fact that we cannot even shake each other's hands. This is totally an absurd world in general. This is a world, I don't know what. This is a world of lies, hypocrisy, deceit, betrayal. And we support all this and say, well, what can we do? Such is the world. Wait, who makes it? We are all doing it. We can solve all this very easily. Why is the creative society the way out? We will also talk about it today. But let's be honest. Let's commence being honest. I understand that, yes, it's hard for politicians, the system, and all that. I'm not specifically talking about particular politicians. We are all victims of this system, but we are all its accomplices. Here's the paradox. That is, we all create it, and we all complain that the system is like this. Well, let's change it. Let's do whatever is wrong. Arrange it right, honestly, understandably, and we'll live. Well, take each person out of 99, and 999,999 tenths of that percentage. I'm not talking about mad dogs. There are only a few of them. Excuse me. But what is humanity and a few rabid dogs? Well, these are generally incomparable indicators. So take 99%, put each of them face to face, or at least honestly ask him a question. So you want your life to be safe, decent, of high quality? Do you want to avoid disasters? Do you even want to live a normal life? Well, they will still say, of course I want to. Of course I want to. But for some reason, there is another paradox. I want to, but others don't want to. All of my friends who are present here will probably confirm that over the many years we have been involved in this project, we have spoken not to thousands, but millions of people, tens of millions of people. And they all say the same thing. I want to. I am ready. Others are not ready. Do you know why? Because we have forgotten how to express our thoughts to one another and to say, friends, look, I'm fed up with all this. I want to live normally. I want a normal society, a human one. See, these people are living normally. They are presenting normal ideas. I want to do the same. Who prevents us from being sincere, from being real? Nobody. It is our decision, guys, all of us, to unite and start telling each other the truth honestly, starting with the most important thing, the climate issues, and then everything else, to build a normal life. Manage the economy properly. You understand what advantages await us, and we will talk about this today as well. And now, while we are living in this system, we are facing such problems that people simply cannot be evacuated. I would like to pass the floor to Anna.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Indeed, these words are very, very touching, right to the core. Yes, Denise, indeed. A lot of people always express their support in a personal conversation, and they haven't met a person who doesn't see the benefit of the creative society for themselves. Here it's really just a matter of us starting to express it publicly or expressing our universal request for the creative society. And when this request is ours as human beings is already heard loud and clear, then of course change will not be long in coming. We speak about unity and why it is important, but if we look at this situation from the other side, we will see that the society we live in is a consumer society, a society where we are divided by borders, not only physical borders, but also borders in our minds. We are all living in our own bubble. We don't want to see what is going on with our neighbor. We do not want to notice. We think it's some other person's responsibility to save someone or to fix something. And now please excuse me, but I will simply share my observations and my concerns, because as a human being I can't remain indifferent to the tragedy that took place in Turkey. I don't know how anyone can look on with indifference. Sorry, at children who cannot be rescued from the rubble. How can one listen to the cries of people who are under rubble? And how can you look into the eyes of people who have no equipment to get them out of there? And while this enormous human tragedy is happening right now, at the same time, we do not see it on another part of our planet, which is not that big. We are having celebrations, we are having ceremonies, we are discussing which star is wearing which dress at which ceremony. I'm sorry, but I just want to say, as a human being, are you really human? Are you people? Aren't you touched by this? What planet do you live on? Yeah, the climate Cerberus will just kill us off one by one. It will come to each of us and will kill us. And only if we stand together like a wall, we'll be able to resist, we'll be able to save each other, we'll be able to help each other in difficult situations, we'll prevent, we'll protect each other, and we'll be able to withstand the Cerberus. But when, for example, you go outside for a walk with your family or friends, and one of your friends or your child falls into a well, will you keep walking? No, you will stop, and you will start screaming for help, you will start doing something. So why then is the whole world not uniting right now to save people that are under ruins, to save our own lives? Because this is not a problem of one region, and I will repeat myself, it's the problem of the whole planet. We are all in danger. These are brought up very strong arguments that earthquakes, volcanoes, and as a result, tsunami is what awaits us if right now we don't start acting like one family, one team, whatever like, but together. And just think about it. In a divided consumerist society, we need to evacuate people. What kind of issues appear? What does it mean to evacuate a whole country in our divided consumerist society? What kind of questions appear right away? To where? Who will pay for it? Who will take them? These people will take away our jobs and wages. This is the condition of a divided society. How will we survive when these are our priorities and our issues? All of this can be solved easily, easily. There wouldn't be such issues if we lived in a creative society. We wouldn't have a refugee crisis, economical problems, basic safety and emergency response problems. Today we can't help each other because of simple bureaucracy. Isn't this the absurdity of the consumerist society? Let's be human. Let's not allow the Cerberus to kill us one by one. Let's unite.
Anna, thank you so much for bringing this topic of the celebrities and how our attention is being diverted by also this thing as well, when they say, oh, you know, something terrible happened in Turkey, but there was also some kind of awards and this store had that dress on and this dress on. And I'm seeing this on the news right next to each other, and I'm thinking, are you even normal people? Do you think this is not going to affect you? Two weeks ago, you were filming yourself with this flood when climate Cerberus came here to California, to your house. You were filming yourself. You were asking for help with a little flood. It was just a little flood. And all these movie stars and superheroes could not use their superpowers. They are regular people, which will be affected in exactly the same way. But today, we still have a chance to unite our potential as people, as humanity. We can use our scientists. We can unite our scientific potential. We know that, yes, we had our heroes, firefighters, and local people from California who actually flew to Turkey. It took 3 days to discuss the fact that they can go there because of bureaucracy, because of all these things. And we talked about this so many times at all our forums, that there has to be one unified service that will take care of these things with no bureaucracy, with no issues like it is today, because human life is the highest value. It should be prioritized, not somebody's profit, not somebody's greed, somebody's political interest. It should be human life. And we all can make this request today. This is exactly what has to be done. Only then, when we unify potential of all our best scientists, not to work on new weapons, but to work on means to help people to survive. This is what has to be done. It has to be done. It had to be done yesterday. We didn't do it. We still have a chance, but we shouldn't count on any celebrities, because we see these people are clearly out of their minds. They are clearly not functional cells of this human body of our society. We should not expect for anyone else, from those politicians, celebrities, and so on, to do anything meaningful. It's only regular people like ourselves who see this information, who can share it and save your future. And you know what? It's also our consciousness that constantly tries to underestimate the value of information. Excuse me, guys. Information is the most valuable thing we have. If we share this information, it's going to save our lives tomorrow. Because it's not only the forum where you can see what's causing these things, but it's only the solution that's mentioned over there that can save your life tomorrow and your loved ones. So, friends, this is extremely, extremely important information. There is nothing more valuable than it is right now, because also today we have networks that allow us to share this information. No one can guarantee that tomorrow you will still be able to share this information online, just like it was shut down as TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube were shut down in regions where politicians are worried that this information can affect their political careers. You know, they simply shut our ability to even share information. So nobody knows how much time we have, friends. So let's not waste it, please. If you hear this message, pass it on. Thank you. Let me pass the floor back to Turkey, back to Olya.
Thank you, Tali. Yeah, that's a hypocrisy of our world, that even when catastrophes happening, even when there are people who are willing to help, we don't have conditions to connect those who are raving for help and who are ready to help. I'm actually very glad to see that our Turkey, our beautiful country, which was falling apart for the last 20 years, at this point, it became one solid society. People unite to bear with this problem. Ordinary people, not relying on authorities. And maybe that's the only bonus which we are getting out of situations like this. We can see that something beautiful wakes up in our people. And yeah, as you already mentioned, I can confirm that system is not ready to connect those people and to create conditions for everyone to survive. Because we have so many bureaucratic schemes, for example, worldwide organizations who are trying to get into, they need so many permissions, so they have to relocate through government, they cannot do it themselves. And that's this precious time which is ticking while so many people are still under ruins. And this time might cost their life, because simply they might lose the air for breathing, or they might be injured. And at that point, when someone gets to them, those injured will be too far away from life. And that's very sad to see. Also, you know, Turkey, like if you think about which country is associated the most with earthquakes, of course it will be Turkey. And as I said already, we were preparing for years for earthquakes. We were preparing. Now I see that it was just words. We have a system which should warn us. And just a month ago, it was tested, and we were getting push notifications, test notifications, like there is earthquake coming, go to a safe place, even with some approximate time. At 6th of February, no one in this country received any notifications. People learned that there is earthquake when they were already seeing their walls falling apart and cracking. And it's clearly shows that what we are relying on, it's not working in the consumer system. And also what Lisa was saying, and now I understand that none of the countries can predict earthquakes and can bear with consequences themselves. And Turkey is not exclusion. And guys, if Turkey is not ready for earthquakes, no one is. But at this point, we see that they will be happening. Earthquakes will be happening with bigger and bigger magnitude all over the world. In those countries which think that earthquakes don't exist, you know, people who didn't face it, they feel like that will never happen to me. They just don't believe it. And we need to wake up. We need to understand that climate Cerberus is really rolling around this world. And I beg to people, don't wait when climate Cerberus comes to your house, because when it comes, you will not have time to think about a solution. As I see now in my beautiful country, whole country is about earthquake. We cannot sleep well. We are waiting for, we don't know if it was the last earthquake or more is coming. And people who are still over there, I don't know when they will be able to rebuild their life and finally become a normal citizen, coming back to their daily routine. It's just, it's very difficult psychologically. And that is why it's the power of information. If we were informed in Turkey, just think of it, we could save so many lives. More than 16,000 people could still be here, could still enjoy their life. And I really want these people not to die for nothing. Let this catastrophe show whole world that this is serious and this is happening. And what we were saying in the forum, global crisis, our survival is in unity, is coming true. And let it be the last sign which we need before we unite, which we need before we start acting. Because time is clicking, we don't have much time. And from what we see, people have this inner ability to unite. They have this superpower to collect themselves, especially when we are together, when we are many of us. We have this superpower to deal with stuff. And it's really amazing. It can be a real miracle. But we need to understand that our superpower is in unity, not just survival. It's superpower which we all have. So don't hesitate. Watch the forum, Global Crisis, Our Survival is in Unity, before it's too late. Thank you.
Yes, I would like to add more about earthquake forecasts. Now, in fact, there is no service in the world which would consolidate all the information from all forecasters and give at least a more or less accurate forecast. All the forecasts right now look like fortune tellers' predictions on coffee grounds. Some forecasters can write in social networks something like, sooner or later, an earthquake will happen somewhere, and just guess. Like a shoot in the dark. It will seem that there must be some method. No, there is no method right now. And you know what's even worse is that even when forecasters have some idea, they say, we don't know where to take it, whom to show. Because when they come and hand them over to the ministry, to the government, the ones there say, coffins are cheaper than evacuation. And right now we already know that this is an absolutely standard, regular response. It's not an isolated case anymore, because it implies people's evacuation based on some vague forecast and unclear data, what for, and again, it requires money from the country's budget. Of course, the government simply decides to save money because they do not trust any forecasts. We don't have any clear forecasts, and no one from the governments of any country is going to save us. Lives of ordinary people are nowadays simply not worth a dime. And now you might think, I can go now and find forecasting sites on the internet, sit there, monitor them, and take care of my own survival. But it won't work, because these forecasts are not for now. They're predicted for 5 years ahead, not a year. They're very abstract predictions. And you can see from the forum that took place on November 12th, you'll see that it's going to get very bad everywhere. So the only thing to do instead of going and reading some forecasters on the internet, the only worthwhile thing you can do right now to save your life and the lives of all people is to share on social media what you know about the creative society, that there is a way out and that the truth about the climate has already been made public. And now everyone can spread that truth, learn, and thus very quickly create a platform for us to change the format of society and save ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Elisaveta. Here you can see, friends, this is the apogee of the consumerist format. Graves are cheaper than evacuation. There is an urge to say, oh, you bitches, politicians. But if these politicians stumble, you are the first to eat them up. You will be the first in outrage and say, and where are you spending our money? Why are people being moved back and forth for no reason? I don't want to leave my home. This is my home. Why should I leave? And you'll have a bunch of other different arguments, but not the one that is going to save your life. And we know many examples like that by now, friends. People do not leave their home until a fire comes into their home, and they stay in that house and die. This is another apogee. There is another very interesting story, which shows absurdity. One family had been saving up for a very long time. This is a true story. We were told by a psychologist, it is a story from her childhood. Her parents saved up for a very long time for a closet, an ordinary one, a nice one. They saved up for a long time, penny for penny. You know how it goes in our world. So they bought it, a great closet. They rejoiced and admired it for a long time. They went to bed one day. The earthquake started. They jumped up, and the first thing they started doing, and they had two kids, two little kids. They were holding that closet during the tremor. You see? And the point isn't about them. The point is where we put our attention, what we value the most. That in an extreme situation is what we're going to be quickest to save. If we don't value life, neither our own nor our loved ones, but we value closets. We give it a lot of attention. Now think about it. Each of you, how much attention a day do you spend on taking care of your life and the lives of your loved ones? At least thinking about it. And to buy yourself some kind of thing. Watch something, watch some series, get hooked on some show, and so on. What are our values? Where? And do we have the foundation of these values? This is a rhetorical question, but there is an answer. We all understand perfectly well that values are blurred in the consumerist format. The system is not structured correctly, not in a human way. It was done on purpose. We also understand this very well. But it was done by our hands. Therefore, let me remind you once again that we are not only victims, but we are also accomplices. And to spit in someone's direction now and say that someone is to blame, to go out to fight someone, to start revolutions, and to try to change something, would be the same as staying within the consumerist format, to stay without a foundation of values. But on the contrary, you could say this, we are now squeezed by the hood of the system. We can't turn around. Olya said recently, people want to help. Well, we have already talked about this 99% of people, and most of them are normal people. Let's create normal conditions, and we all will be normal people. A person changes very quickly by the conditions in which he lives. In extreme conditions, as it is now, people display more negativism, because it dominates on a daily basis. And this is where we come to the solution. That's why, friends,
We strive and make it clear for you every day. That's why we talk, and that's why the report was prepared. Not to scare you, not to propagate or to make money, to offer a way out. And there is one. To create the foundations of these real values, and the most valuable thing we have, of course, is our life. If there is no life, there will be nothing. Everything else is already tuned into the values of life. Life is the most important thing that every person has. It should be valued and cherished, your life and the lives of others. If this becomes a priority in society, society begins to function in a completely different way. First of all, everyone is starting to unite. Why? Because if I value my life, I know that a person is like me, and I value his life, and we value each other's lives. What war can we even talk about? That person who will not try to introduce some paradigm of values that will go beyond the paradigm of my values, which are based on the fact that life is the most valuable thing, and will say to me, "Look, mate, we have such a task. Wait, so it's going to take a life? Well, who cares? The task is there. Wait, life is the most precious thing. Come on, that's it. Stand aside." Do you see how honestly and simply everything is resolved? This is the foundation of the creative society. It is a unique thing altogether. It is a completely legal mechanism that we have now, with you. We take a tool in our hands and use it. And it is so simple. We understand that the most valuable thing is life. Each of us must take care of our own lives and the lives of our loved ones. Our task is together with you and the entire society to make sure that we all live well, so that our lives are not only safe, but also high quality and prosperous. We can fulfill all our desires, and we have a lot of time and opportunities for this. If we go now to the topic that we are discussing today, the topic of cataclysms, there can be no such thing at all in the creative society. What do we see now in the consumerist format? We see exactly what Anna was talking about. When we live on this planet as one single organism, we understand that this is our common home, we value life, and if something happens, we all together solve the problem at once. What bureaucratic stuff are we talking about, guys? Human life is at stake. We must put everything aside. What shows, what events? Mourning in Turkey, in Syria, and several other countries, but there should be mourning all over the world. The whole world should be concentrating all its attention on this issue right now. Do you see what this is all about? And the creative society is exactly the format where it will be so. If something happens, all means go there. But most importantly, we will create such conditions that nothing bad will happen. That's what's most important, preventative measures. That is, we will always know where the danger zone is. We will always understand that if there's a dangerous zone, why settle people there? Because it's stupid to put people in danger. Let's settle them in a normal place. Now they'll say, "We don't have enough territory." Guys, if we give everyone 10,000 square feet, we've already spoken about this many times. If we give 8 billion people 10,000 square feet, there will still be enough space. This area will be the size of Brazil. It's a small percentage of land. There's a lot of territory. People can live normally on these territories. They can interact in safe places. But if, God forbid, we realize there is a threat, science works well. Why? Because science has the right goals. Science has no such thing as self-interest. Science has only one goal, to ensure a decent life for everyone on this planet, so that everyone can live well. And science is geared for this. It works for it. Naturally, security is one of the priorities. And of course, all efforts will be directed at making predictions in advance. We have a lot of technology now. We do have a lot of technologies, solutions, and projects. The potential is huge. But because we are divided into cells, as it was said today, the tension gets released at different points. So unite it all, and make sure there's no tension everywhere. How hard can it be? It's not hard at all. There are no conditions, we get it. So you and I are supposed to create these conditions. Our task now is to build this creative society. Because no one will do it for us. When we form the electoral request, create the conditions, all unite and say, there must be the creative society, we want it. Because we understand that this is important. It will be, guys. It will be 100%. We don't understand the power of our unification, the power of what we will do if we will do it in spirit of creation. Not to confront someone, not to go to fight someone, but to unite in order to find a way out. And all our attention will be focused on that. And naturally, we will solve it all very quickly. And another huge advantage of the creative society, if we understand this threat, it is just a piece of cake to move people to another place, to provide them with all the conditions for a normal life. And most importantly, a person will move to his home. He won't go to a foreign country. He won't go to strangers. He will go to his loved ones, because those same loved ones understand. Everyone is equally important and valuable. Everyone's life is important, and they will meet that person. You will say, it is impossible. I will tell you that it is possible. The participants in the Creative Society project are already proving it. We are already like family to each other, and we value the life of each person. We respect each other. We love each other sincerely. And just yesterday, we were parts of the consumer format system. We also were living, but when time came, we just understood and our consciousness switched. And I know that if we have understood, and we are not unique, everyone will understand. It's just that right now, we all need to get the word out to everyone. So we are short on hands and time at the moment. Simply hands, heads, and mouths. Can you imagine if billions of people start to broadcast live streams like this, talking about it on social media? Then everyone will know about it within just 2 days. In 6 months, we're going to build the creative society. And in a year, we'll be living happily ever after. And forget about cataclysms. Is it bad? Of course not. It's a great plan, they say. Then let's do it. What's stopping you? There's no one in the way. Someone will oppose us. The authorities, the system. No one will oppose us. We just also need to make it clear for them too, that you fools, your life is also in danger. But you too will live a good life in the creative society. No one will touch you. Everyone made mistakes. From here on, we'll all decide together how it's going to work. Everybody wants tactical solutions now. How are we going to do this or that? Guys, let's solve the strategic problem first. Let's first get there, and we'll realize that it turns out that everyone knows everything. When talking in the kitchen, everyone knows how the country must be organized, how the system must work, etc. But that's the point. We all know it because we're all smart. It is really so. Everyone has a very good potential in some aspect. Right now, it's being applied in the wrong way. The system won't let him do it. He's busy turning the screws instead of doing other things. Well, the creative society will let him do this. That's it. And it will be solved very quickly. So regardless of the topic we have today, it is obviously very sad. There are a lot of casualties. But the good news is that we still have time. Not much, but we do have it. We still have the strength. We already have an understanding, a precise tool, a platform, knowledge, and facts. We have it all. The only thing left to do is to join in and help. Soon, there will be another form. The title is very inspiring. Global Crisis, There is a Way Out. And it will be interpreted into over 150 languages of the world. Can you imagine what power this is? What an impulse this is. What a capstone for the future of our civilization. And if we put a lot of attention into this solution, even during this forum, it's coming up in April. Now we have a few months to invite everyone. As they say, welcome. It's no big deal. Pick up the phone and talk. Repost, like, comment, share, spread the word, make waves. What's stopping you? You're cooking a meal. Do it. You walk in the street, make a call. The same way we do it. Like I said, you turn the screws with one hand, you write with the other hand. That's it. When you want to live, you'll find a way. There are no clear-cut actions here. The main thing is to understand, and we all understand this. And then you'll discover the potential of your abilities, and you'll understand what to do very quickly. Thank you.